KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies, 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Two people died in a crash on Interstate 29 Monday afternoon in Monona County. The Iowa State Patrol says the accident happened on I-29 northbound, about 4 miles north of the Onawa exit, just after 2 p.m. Officials say a 2005 Ford Focus driven by 49-year-old Leon Laverne Weifenbach of Onawa was traveling south in the left lane of travel when, for reasons unknown, his car veered left and entered the median before entering the northbound lane of travel, where it collided with the 2002 GMC Sonoma. The driver of the pickup was identified as 52-year-old Joseph A. Metz of South Sioux City, Nebraska. Following the impact, the pickup rolled over into the east ditch, where the car also came to rest. Both drivers died from their injuries. The patrol says they were wearing their seatbelts. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Monday released more information on the crash that happened south of Atlantic Friday morning. Deputies and rescue personnel had been called to the scene of a multiple vehicle accident, as it was initially reported, at the intersection of Highway 71 or 630th Street and Oxford Road at around 7:30 a.m. Friday. Upon arrival, it was determined that there were two vehicles involved, with five persons injured. In Monday's update, the sheriff's office identified the driver of one of the vehicles, a 2000 Oldsmobile, as 22-year-old Marley Burcham and her passenger, 49-year-old Catherine Moore. Burcham was last reported to be in serious condition at Creighton University Hospital, while Moore was listed in critical condition at the same hospital. The driver of a 2008 Ford owned by Henningsen Construction was identified as 54-year-old Marlon Bart Feltner. His passengers included 58-year-old James Mickelson and 32-year-old Zachary Frank. All three of those men were treated at the Cass County Hospital and released. A man from Guthrie County died Sunday morning following an accident not far from his home. Details of the crash have still not been released from the Iowa State Patrol, but the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office has indicated 24-year-old Colton Pulver of Baird died following the single-vehicle crash that happened at around 7:15 a.m. Sunday on 150th Street. Baird Fire and Rescue, Panora EMS, and the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol all responded to the scene. Authorities have charged two Kansas men with first-degree murder in connection with an Iowa man's death. The Iowa Department of Public Safety announced the arrest Monday of 41-year-old John Rubendahl and 39-year-old James Bost, both of Hiawatha, Kansas. The men were charged in the death of 44-year-old Alan Pafford of Nottoway, which is in Adams County. Bond for both men was set at $1 million. An affidavit said authorities found Pafford tied up in a workshop near his mother's home in Nottoway with a bedsheet wrapped around his head and neck and a bullet wound in the back of his head. According to the document, Bost told authorities that Pafford owed Rubendahl $3,000 for drugs. Authorities from Iowa and Kansas arrested Bost and Rubendahl in Hiawatha. A man from Cass County was arrested Monday morning on drug and other charges following a traffic stop in Exira. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office at 26-year-old Justin Lee Cooley of Atlantic was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. Monday on charges that include theft, OWI first offense, interference with official acts, possession of marijuana third offense, four counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to have a valid driver's license. Cooley was being held in the Audubon County Jail pending a court appearance. The incident remains under investigation. Deputies in Audubon County were assisted in their investigation by officers with the Audubon Police Department. In the funeral announcements, Robert Eldon Jewell, age 92, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Robert Jewell will be today at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Arthur William Bill Dean, age 88, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Bill Dean will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. David Allen Dressler, age 48, of Anita, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for David Dressler will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Colton Lee Pulver, age 24, of Baird, has died. Funeral services for Colton Pulver will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the St. Gregory Gymnasium in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has the arrangements. Russell Davis, age 84, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stuart. Funeral services for Russell Davis will be Friday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. John Tiedman, age 76, of Adair, died Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Private family memorial services for John Tiedman will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Ron Majerus, age 62, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Ron Majerus are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.